Okay, welcome everybody to the closing ceremonies of the 25th Chaos Communication Congress. We've had 4 days, four exciting days of hacking, of a variety of activities, huge number of talks. I think we've all had fun, 24 hours of course. And now in the end I just want to highlight some things we did and want to give you some numbers, some impressions of how we as the organizers conceived of the conference, and of course give you an overview of what happened and who did what. So that's the traditional closing ceremony, so you come out of here with a full picture of what actually had happened in case you passed out every once in a while. So the first thing to be mentioned and quite noteworthy is the incredible smoothness we had this year with the Congress. I noticed that because I wasn't harassed by anyone to do panickingly some sort of organization stuff, which used to be the standard we had. I mean, we always had some things not going entirely smooth or as planned or anything, but this year was really, in comparison with all the years we had before, incredibly smooth. Everything went really well. The network went really well. The phones went really well. The organization went really well. And most of all, it did so 24 hours over the whole 4 days. So everything went really well, which is a bit boring because I cannot tell you of any extraordinary stories or anything. We also had good press. From what we know now, the first press reviews we received were very good, very positive of the Congress, very positive of the technical things we did, very positive of how the politics we did, and so we did leave a very good, a very solid and serious impression on the public as well, which is noteworthy, of course. Good job, everyone. We didn't even have a sex scandal this year, which used to be at least every once in a while, or any violence. Personally, I'm a bit disappointed of you, but officially that's very good, of course. So, some numbers to give you a short impression of what we had here at the Congress. First of all, the visitors. We had 4,230 roundabout visitors here on the Congress. Which is a bit more than the than our record year 2 years ago. And so we're still growing a little bit. And we've had, I've asked the POC, we have had 825 DECT phones connected. We've had, they had a POC. Great guys. We've had a bit more, they had a bit more people actually asking for DECTs, but 825 DECTs were actually connected and phoning here all the time. As I said, very smooth and very good job there. We have had about 900 VLANs up and running all the time, which is also a very huge number on behalf of networking. We've had some 5,116 IPs on the Congress, so some of you must have brought some second computers and stuff. We've had as little as 83 emergencies, and none of them was any major thing. It was really all the minor stuff, like I need a towel, or I need I cut my finger, stuff like that. Really, nothing bad. We've had 93 events, not counting, not differentiating the lightning talks we had, but 93 really major events, which is a huge number as well, quite considerable. And they told me they gave out about 800 cocktails. So that's the good impression. I don't know about the Clubmate. You have to ask the BCC. I think more. So we've had some situations as well. I have to mention this so it's not too boring and just telling that everything has been smooth. Of course, one situation which we have recognized already is the room situation. All of you will have noticed that we've had a bit problems with room capacities because some talks were very popular, and so we weren't able to facilitate all the people who wanted to go into these talks. We do not know yet how to solve the situation. Of course, everybody has been telling us we have to move on and go look for something bigger. We don't know about that because we're very happy with the situation here in the BCC, technical-wise and on a personal level. So. And it's so fancy, right? I mean, look at this. This is great. You just, I always see Barbarella flying around here. So. Pardon? 60s. Okay. Okay, yeah, but we'll think about that, okay? We have a couple of months now to think, and we try hard, so well, probably something good will come out of this. Then we've had a bit of a press situation with the press every now and then. They were a bit too much in your face with their cameras every once in a while. You opposed them, and you did so very rightly, of course. If they are too pressing, then, of course, it's your right to send them away and tell them that you don't want that. And we'll try to brief them a little better next year. Then another situation which we had was the ethics hotline, the hacker ethics hotline. It wasn't really a situation. I just got reported that it was used every once in a while, and there was some minor request: can I do this, can I do that, how about this and that. Nothing big, really, so nothing worth highlighting, but a few minor things were there. Then we had a Nazi situation. Some Nazi website has been hacked. Poor guys, we're so sorry. Oh, so sorry. And we've had one very funny situation, namely a guy requesting hex down at the hex center sometime last night. Apparently some a bit older guy and with no access to computers, but he had some very wild ideas about what should be hacked and for what, and but apparently nobody hacked anything for him, so he left. But that's funny, huh? Right? And it's a different way the public approaches us now. They come here and ask, well, can you hack this? Can you hack that? Please, please, please. Okay, and that's it with situations, really. Nothing bad happening. Again, I'm disappointed. So, that's the general overview. Now I'll try and mention some topics and projects which have been outstanding. Of course, that's just my personal perspective from what I've seen. Everything was very good, and there was nothing really disappointing from what I heard. So, this is just some sort of a personal thing. Hacking. A lot of the things we did on hacking were actually widely discussed in the press. Of course, more in the technical press, but also some larger bits in the bigger press. We've had talks on near-field communication, on decked phones, on difficulties with the CA certificates. We've had the iPhone hacks, of course, and Cisco iOS attacks. And we've had the hardware hackers, which is one of my personal favorite because you can see all the blinking stuff and the welding going on. It's always nice. And that's good because we left the impression in the public that there's no security. And that's an impression we should promote, of course. I think that's a very important insight which we have to deliver to the public because they still seem to think that they are somewhat safe or secure. So that's a good thing on there. Politics. Of course, our Congress has been big with politics this year, really big. We've had a lot of particular talks like on the hacker paragraph, on the confiscation of hard disks, on e-voting, a couple of things on terrorism, a couple of things on more particular laws or more particular practices which have been going on in the politics. So we've had that area covered very well as well, so nobody can tell us we're just these technical freaks. We're also the political freaks now. And they were very widely in the press as well, so that's good for us. We are taken earnestly and seriously as a political agent in this field. And of course, we had all the groups here, the actual practical groups, and I'm very glad to see that they're actually growing in what they do. And in numbers, we've had the AK Vorrat, of course, we've had the FFII. And the Fürbot just told me that they are very thankful to all of you because they have made good profits in terms of promoting their political work. I mean, they're not commercial, they're not doing profits in that sense, but they've got a lot of support for their ongoing political activities. Thank you for that. So politics going really well. Another thing that was really well and really noticeable on this event was the community stuff we did. We've had the Hackerspaces community, which I enjoyed very much, which I think is a really funny and very good idea. We've had Hacker Jeopardy, and a noteworthy thing about that was that we had a translation, simultaneous translation from this translators. We really did a very good job. Thank you for that. That's new, and that was certainly worth it. We should try to stick to these guys. We've had the Fnord News Show, which was great fun, and other stuff which was great fun as well in the same sort of Fnordy direction. We've had some covering of the Big Brother Awards, and of course we had the Capture the Flag contest, and we'll now have the Capture the Flag team here to tell you something about that.
Okay, short introduction, what is a Capture the Flag, for those who don't know what it is. At a Capture the Flag, teams host an internet server, and these servers contain services with typical vulnerabilities. And these are called the flags, and they are distributed and must be collected. The teams try to capture each other's flags. Team 1 tries to capture the flag from Team 2 or so. This is by exploding the services. The winners are the Wii Phonies. It's a team from Wii Hackers and iPhone Hackers. And the iPhone Hackers had a talk too at this event. The second are the Hackenberg from CTF team from Hagenberg. And the third place is Janet Reno Redemption Fund Dollar. Here is a little statistics. Here you can see the red graph. This is the WePhonies. They are mostly the best from all them. And white after this, the Hackenberg in green, and then the Janet Renos in blue. This is our VPN server. There were a little problems about our hardware, and so we had to get new hardware, and one day before the CTF started, they built this one. And now a little bit thanks to Fukami, Arian, Panther, Safford, Bender, Lexi, Pesco, and McFly, to Spider for the visualization. Thanks for the graphs. And because of the VPN server, a very big thanks to Gopher.
Okay, very good. So now you know who the best is, huh? Okay, and of course we had, as usual, arts and culture. You know, you can do beautiful stuff with computers and with other electronics as well. We've had a few talks in the direction of culture on Kurt Gödel audiovisual feature. We've had the Diaries of Erich Mühsam, which I heard were very good. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend. I'm going to watch them on video. We've had a lot of stuff going on in the Art and Beauty again. And we've had lots of DJs and VJs down there. And now I can tell you the secret. And one secret about one of the DJs we had, that was that Der Dritte Raum was here. But he was here anonymous, and he didn't want you to know that who he is. So, and we're not going to tell you who it was. So, just so you know. And one group, of course, which we all always enjoy on the Congress and which we like a lot, is Monochrome. And they told me they have something for you now to take home with. So, Monochrome.
I have my own. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are from Austria, you know. And Austria is a tiny little country in the south of you. And sometimes we're a little bit back, and sometimes we're a little bit ahead. At least we supported you with a great figure in your history. But I have to tell you, you are all a little bit too paranoid, a little bit, you know. I mean, even the title of the whole conference, I mean, nothing to hide. Of course I have nothing to hide. There is nothing to hide, yeah? I mean, you're talking about Schäuble all the time. He's a really nice guy. I mean, it's fine, yeah? You're talking about these security things and... why? I mean, I feel perfectly secure, okay? I feel perfectly secure, and I think you're overdoing it a little bit in your suspiciousness. The society as well is really good. It's really important that we have security. It is important that we can trust someone, really. It is extremely important to have police forces, that we are all having this aura of...
Sir, excuse me.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Sir, there's a war going on.
Really?
Yes, and most people don't even realize that it's going on.
Where? I can't see it. Where is the war?
It's extremely important. It's going on everywhere.
Everywhere. Tell me about it.
I tell you what we can do. We need courage. We need solidarity. I tell you what we can do. I will teach you. I will sing a song for you.
A song? It smells strangely here. I don't know. Okay, yeah, then sing a song.
Can I get the music for the song, please? I'd like to teach the world to code in perfect harmony. Division trees and subroutines on gorgeous USB. I'd like to build the world a file and furnish it with love. I'd like to put it on Pirate Bay with white noise turtle doves. I'd like to see the world for once standing hand.
Song she sings.
Let the world sing today.
Let's sing it today.
A song of nerds that echoes on and never goes away. I'd like to teach the world to hank in perfect harmony. Division trees and subroutines on gorgeous USB. I'd like to build the world a file and furnish it with love. I'd like to put it on Pirate Bay with white noise turtle doves. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the webs, brute force throughout the
See, you are gorgeous. Thank you. Keep on hacking the free world.
I am not sure if it was their kind of music because they all listen to industrial, but here is a flower for you. I declare you the official hippie hacker queen 2008.
Thank you so much.
Good night. Good night. Okay. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. So now fuck off. Go.
Yeah, monochrome. Excellent.
Woo!
Now which one? Okay, yeah, thank you. Great guys, huh? What would we be without those? Yeah, we've had some other projects, of course. I'm not going to mention them, go into big details now. We've had the Sputnik guys, of course, the social pattern guys, and just because we mentioned them at the beginning, they asked me to tell you what went out of it. They don't know yet. But they had about 400 participants. They want to thank you for that. That's going to provide them with huge data, very good data. But he told me that from his scientific point of view, it would be entirely unscientific to tell you now. They first have to go into detail. And then in a few weeks or months, you can look at the results on socialpatterns.org. And of course, we will link that from the 25C3 with Vicky as well. I already mentioned the simultaneous translation, and I'll skip the rest. Okay. Yes, so far for the topics and projects we had, of course, there were a lot more. I already mentioned 93 talks alone, and then a lot of projects, a lot of groups doing things, a lot of smaller groups doing things spontaneously, so there was really a whole lot going on. And thank you for that, because that was largely what you did here to the Congress, what you participated in. So now is the time to talk about what we did. The team here on in Berlin, who largely organized the Congress, did everything, so it worked. First of all, the angels. We have had an incredible amount of angels this year, 260 angels, and they were working an incredible 3,000 hours. Right? Thank you. Wow. Huge number, I'll double check that. And we also had some new task forces in the angels, I was told. Especially one was very popular, that's the fresh air task force. And they were assigned to opening windows and doors, especially downstairs in the lounge area. So very efficient out there. Thanks for the archangels, of course, who did a lot of organizing. The Buck Blue, Flip, Tabasco Eye, Volti, Honkaz, Alatziel, and Downhill. And special thanks as well to Nick Farr from the States. He was here before the Congress a couple of days and did some cooking for the angels, incredibly worthy. And he will do the same thing after we finished here for the next few days. So thank you for that. Yes, I can only say again, we wouldn't be possible without you, angels. So I hope we'll see you again on our future events. Okay, then we've got the organization team, of course. We've had Julia, Zipunkt, and Carsten doing the majority of the organization stuff. They did a great job. Thank you. And we also want to thank the house here, the BCC. We've always been working very very closely and very good together with them, and we're on good personal terms as well. And a special thanks go out to Bernd Delmich, who's the new project manager of the house, and he was assigned to the house at this post only in November, so he was directly, the first thing he was confronted with was the Chaos Communication Congress. I'm sure everything else will go smooth now after this. So, thank you, Bernd. Thank you as well to Ambion, who provided us with excellent technology this time and who really made a good job as well there on the audio and presentation. Yeah, back there. Hey, thank you. Thanks as well to the Kasse and the Hinterzimmer. Those are two posts which have not been mentioned frequently before. I think they're also doing a very good job counting all that money. And this year, you were able to notice that they did a job, a very good job, because you didn't queue up in front of the Kasse for a couple of hours, right? So thank you. Although we had some concerns that it maybe looked better to the press if there was long queues, so maybe we're going to de-organize them a little for next year. A very special group, of course, always is the CER, the CAR's emergency response team. They were missing their usual head, Danny Fox, this year, and it was taken over by Aratil, who did a very good job as well. We have to say that he did very excellent on arranging all the emergencies we had, and they did a very good job in keeping the aisles free here as well, which was the first year that I noticed that the aisles have to be kept free anyway. So thank you for that. Thank you, Tal. Good job. Thanks as well to the POC for the smooth connections we had with our phones, the fun we had with our DECT phones. Thank you, POC. There they are, smiling. And of course, we have to thank the FEM and the NOC as well, and we can do that in detail because they're here and they want to tell us something about what they did. And the FEM goes first.
Hello, my name is Volker. We are the Forschungsgemeinschaft Elektronische Medien e.V. and we are 11 guys, lots of technical equipment and no sleep. And with this plan.
Well, this is what we have planned. It's very complicated, and this is what it got at the end.
Yes. How can I stop this? Oh. Spacebar. Oh. Ah, great. Yes, this plan was the end. Chaos. Right here. And our video rack, some encoders, and lots of stuff. The rack in closer view. The streaming encoder for Windows Media. But the quotes are not so good this year. And we know nobody likes Bill. The encoder, 6 machines, very fast, but not fast enough. And our video operations center.
Yeah, there with the green light is.
Yes.
The other guys who help us. This is our monitor and workplace.
Displays.
We monitor all stream servers we had for every lecture room. And yeah, next picture. Yeah, this is our screen where all streams are on. So we see at the moment when a stream falls off and we have no audio signal that's in the right with the 3 meters. And we also monitor the analog real-time signal we got from each lecture room. So when someone calls us, we can say, yeah, the stream is okay, there's some problems, and so on. Yeah, we got a new system this year. Last year, we had many problems with recordings failed, encodings failed, and so on. And as we are 11 people, we work together. A big problem is managing the whole thing, who works on which event. I take it from the DV tapes, and so we set up a request tracker, we patched it. Takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and
half a year
of preparation. And now the system manages the whole encoding stuff, and so we know every time where the recordings are they encoded, are they cut, and so on.
And this is our workflow, big workflow, yes, from recording to release. Every state we make a workflow.
As you see, the problem is in every state it can go to fail.
Yes, the red one. So, some statistics. 93 lectures, talks. It's about 130 hours video material, and that's a lot of disk space we need there. Six servers, Windows Media receiver. We have 700 viewers on peak on a single server. Peak views or peak connections, 2,700.
And all together on all servers.
And encoding, we are about 50% of the material released at this time. And we also tried some new things, request tracker and multicast, for example. We don't have the ability to count the statistics about multicast. And then I will ask you, who use multicast? Of, whoa, great, great. Thanks to Nock. Great guys. And I think they have lots of fun with multicast.
Yeah, which who of you use multicast over VLAN?
VLAN?
Oh. Wireless LAN multicast, anybody?
Wireless LAN?
One,
two?
How do I know? Didn't work.
Didn't work. Yes, that's because the encoding comes from our encoding raw signal, and that's too big for VLAN. And next year, we tried a little bit with H.264 streaming. This comes next year. And our link on Ilmenau, our university, is to
73% outgoing traffic.
Yes, 73% outgoing. This is only one uplink. We use a 6-1, and yes, it's 700 megabits is this on one link. We got some losses. One capture card failed on lecture room 3. That was the audio destroyed. And
yeah, the signal chip, the audio chip on this capture card failed, and so the sound on room 3 is really horrible, but I think you could understand the speaker, and that would count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have great audience.
I would like to thank the Video Angels for the engagement and flexibility. You did a great job.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Wow, I get better every year. Okay, so that was the FEM, and now the NOC.
Use this one.
Okay, thank you. I'm working with this team of great people in the NOC. I'm very honored to work with these people. We did the network. We had help from the NOC help desk, who asked, who revealed. The NOC help desk helped us a great deal with asking your questions, answering your questions, with giving us the tickets for the issues there were. Great people. We have even two slides.
Just go back one slide. Yeah, thanks again. The NOC Help Desk, I think they can have one applause more, because because they did all the ugly work I didn't want to do. And when one switcher was down or we had some problem, we just called them and they went to the switcher and fixed the problem so we could stay in the NOC and do nothing.
Okay, let's talk about the network. We had here upstairs the big bad internet. We had 4 gigabit connections from IPv6 and IPv4 from KPN. We had V4 from Cogentco, V4 from Mesh Networks, and V6 from D-Hosting. That all went into Berlin somewhere. And thanks to the work of the local people here in Berlin, we got this network, all this upstream, down to the 25C3 network. And that peaked up to 3 gigabits per second of traffic, which is a world record, as I know, for this Congress. But why 3 gigabits a second if we have 4 gigabit? Well, we noticed that we only have 3 gigabit of IPv4 upstream to the internet. So you have to use more IPv6.
I actually get a complaint from some person working at one of our upstreams about our traffic levels, and he was saying, yeah, it's about your traffic levels, and oh, God, no, too much traffic. No, too few V6 traffic. So it's we would like to test our V6 infrastructure, and there's, well, you can do better. And obviously adding Quad A records to FTP servers helped quite a lot.
So what about the in-house network? Well, there's nothing to tell. Everything worked. It's absolutely. We are not going to tell about the loop in our own NOC network because we have nothing to hide. It revealed itself each time we switched on multicast routing. We are not going to tell about the alarm we had with the so-called DNS cache poisoning attack because somebody typed congress.de instead of congress.cc.de on this SSH session. Absolutely nothing to tell. For the first time I'm doing this network, the core router has been up and running all 5 days. Well, this is the picture of the thing, because I can only show you pictures. We did multicast routing, and not on the wireless network, but on the wired network. The wireless network did, as far as I know, great. We have 11.n in this room. What I'm told from people, 11.a worked great, and the wireless guy said to us, we have 850 simultaneous users. This is about the maximum, apparently, is designed wireless is designed for in one room. But it was not one room. So we did something new on the access layer, because you see I'm a bit of old guy and you have this new guys here. And yeah, we don't let them touch the core router immediately. They start at the bottom. They start at the access layer. And, well, this is Leon, and he did something on the access layer, and he did something weird and witchy, and he's going to tell you about it.
Yeah, thanks. This is Arian, and he is not obsolete now. I wonder why he feels old. Right, I've done most of the access layer, which means deploying the access switches that you see and where you plug in your cables. And I wonder what to tell about that, because everything just worked fine, same as with the other layers we had. which is due to two things. The first thing is Moksha, who configured all them like 2 days before Christmas, and he spent like a day on it. So give him a round of applause. And the other thing is a new thing we deployed in our switches. You know, you have the problem in the house, you have many wall sockets, and they are all patched to distribution switches in the patch rooms before the Congress. And when you plug in a switch, you have to know to what distribution switch it is connected and exactly which port. And therefore, the old guys, as they call themselves, in the past worked with huge spreadsheets and had a very ugly workflow. So they use ugly spreadsheets to find out to which switch is connected to. This year, of course, the documentation they made. And this year, the documentation was quite outdated, everyone. And so we introduced LLDP, which is a link layer discovery protocol, I think it's called. Whoever invented it, he shall live forever. Because it makes a workflow so much easier. You just plug your cable into the wall socket where the switch shall go and start Wireshark, a tool probably all of you know. And the distribution switch, which is patched to that wall socket, drops out LLDP packets every once in a while. And they basically contain this information here. Do I have a pointer somewhere? No mouse? Okay. Anyway, it's that system name you see at the first line. That is the name of the switch I connect my access switch to. And the highlighted module and port information is the port information I need. And then I just log into that switch remotely, of course, because it's cool. And configure the subnet which is needed on that port. So no more messing with ugly spreadsheets. And it also makes the workflow easier during the Congress if something fails. You see here, that is the output from the switch you are connected to. That is the access switch. Actually, it's this one here at the front. And he sees the distribution switch at its uplink port. Huh? Ah. Yeah, I think it's your turn now.
Okay. It doesn't mean that documentation is completely obsolete. Actually, it's Ro doing all the documentation all the time, and in the end, it's good, but you have to build up a network. And we did a network that peaked up to 5,100 MAC addresses somewhere past 2240 at the 28th. And we have no idea what you guys did with all this data. We absolutely have no idea. But the French do know. This is a message from Renater, that's the French research network, that has apparently some kind of detection mechanism to find a Where's FTP server from the Chaos Computer Club, a German pirate club. Guys, is there not enough talk about encryption in this Congress?
But we had nothing to hide.
Well, at least we had a good network. Thank you, and we'll do this again at Warp.
Layer.
Okay, that was the knock. Good job. And of course, we have some further people whom we like, whom we'd like to thank. We'd like to thank all the speakers, most of all, who made this an incredibly interesting, informative, and inspiring Congress. We'd like to thank the press as well, as far at least those guys who behaved well, not the other guys. And we would like to thank the very friendly staff of the BCC. And our staff, of course, as well. We had some paid staff as well. Thank you to those guys. And, of course, thank you to you, yeah? Right? I mean, thank you. You made a great Congress here. That brings me to the end of my talk, the future. We have two kinds of futures now ahead of us. The nearer future. We have a lost and found here in the wiki for anything you've lost or found. They were not able to provide me with the address up to now, but I'm sure you'll find it. In case you've lost anything, you'll probably put some effort into finding that. So that's one thing. Then we have still a lot of conference proceedings, right? You can buy those at the info desk. Really excellent papers in here. Mine, for instance, the only one I've read so far. And it looks intelligent on the book board, right? The web page doesn't do that, so buy some. Then, of course, as usual, we are interested in your pictures and videos. If you have something, send it to us, upload it. We're always looking forward for documentation on your behalf. That's something you can do and which we'll be very thankful for. Then something which I was pointed to as well is cleaning. Okay, this is the ugly part now. We'll have to do some cleaning here in the house, so please take care of all the stuff you have. Take care of the trash you've left in your areas. Don't forget your jackets. Don't forget your computers and all that other stuff you brought here. So that's important now when you leave the house. And then when you're cleaning everything, you can party. Of course, at the sea base. The sea base will be open as usual. And then that's going to be a good place to end the Congress with a few beer or something else. So thank you. And that's the nearer future. The farther future, we will provide you with the documentation, although we've just heard from the FEM team that this is the nearer future, not the farther future. They've already putting 50% of it up on the net, and so that's going to be sometime soon, the documentation. And then we have new events on hacking up our sleeves as well. Easter egg is going to be, I hope so. I haven't confirmed it actually, but I think, I just believe it will. Hacking at random will happen this year sometime in August, I believe, in some strange Dutch city. What's the name again? Verhouten? Verhouten. Okay, Verhouten. Remember, that's going to be nice. And, of course, we have a lot of local activities going on all over the year in all the regional groups, all the Alpha Kreise. They're all doing a lot. They're putting a lot of effort in keeping up the spirit and keeping up information flow, keeping up political activities. And please look into what they're doing. It's incredibly interesting stuff, usually, so support them. And then we'll have the next Chaos Communication Congress next year. We're planning already. So that's the far future. And, of course, my personal note, being an activist, keep an eye on politics. A lot will be happening the next year. We know that politicians, police, everybody has plans for 2009, which are pretty scary, so keep an eye on them. And we need you for this. So that's a little reminder. So have a good trip home. Thank you, everyone. You made this a great Congress, a great event, as usual. And see you, hopefully, in 2009. Bye.